Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Charlie Husen, Chicago Charlie, other side of the glass. Baseball coverage on WSSP is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. T-Mobile.com/switch. So we talked about it back in the first segment of the show, like we do every day, about the Brewers kind of having a rough sixth inning there last night against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and that led to a Pirates rout, which has been something very unusual for the Brewers this year. For the most part, they've had a chance to win every game going into the ninth inning, whether they've been up, tied, or trailing by a run or two. They've had that opportunity. Last night was not one of them. Joining us now, he is former Florida Marlins president David Sampson. You can follow him on Twitter at David P. Sampson. David, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing really good, man. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Before we get into the Brewers conversation, I want to go down a road that I'm sure you're very familiar with. And that is just kind of talking about the state of baseball and what it's like to be in a market when you don't have Yankee money, you don't have Dodger money, or Mets money to kind of throw at this thing to compete at that same level. And you're trying to do it on the budget like the Milwaukee Brewers have been doing it for the last several years, and how difficult that really is and how the mindset has to be different.
So let's start with the most important thing is to overcome the jealousy.
I'm very jealous. Very, very jealous, David. Have been for a long time.
I get it. Yeah. And I was team president for a low-revenue team, and you go to owners' meetings, and you look at the Dodgers table and the Yankees table and the Mets and the Cubs, and you just know. It's sort of like when you park your car, and you've got an all-banged-up old car, and you bring it to a country club surrounded by sports cars. You just have to be okay with who you are, where you are, what you are, and not dream. And I don't want to tell your audience never to dream, but when you're the president of a team like the Marlins or the Brewers, you can't allow yourself to dream that you will ever be the Dodgers or the Yankees, because it's simply not going to happen.
All right, so the mindset of, when you're the Yankees, you can just go sign guys when you need guys. For smaller market teams, we've always argued that the draft, which is coming up this weekend and next week, is so much more important to these smaller market teams like the Brewers, because that's really where you have to keep the talent line coming through at all times. You have a couple of down years in the farm system, and you very well could screw yourself up for the next several years.
I would actually push back and say there's something more important than the draft, because the draft now has slotting. And so in the old days, teams like the Dodgers could outspend you 50-1, and agents could manipulate it so the best players go to the biggest teams. Though, we gave opportunity to so many young players because we had to trade away older players that many agents wanted their young players to come play with our organization because they would have a faster way path to the big leagues. But I push back and tell you the real difference maker is your GM, your scouting director, and your player development director. What do I mean? Every year you sign six-year free agents who are minor leaguers, who are sort of fringe major leaguers. Every year you've got capacity to sign big league free agents who are not the Aaron Judges and Shohei Ohtanis. Forget them. Tell me about signing Seth Lugo. I don't want my GM to tell me to sign Ohtani. I want my GM to tell me to sign Lugo, where he's going to outperform his contract, and he is going to be, for our team, one of the players who outperforms. And that's what you need to do to be competitive, and that's where you can be better than all the other teams, and that's where you can stay in a competitive window longer.
Let's take it to the next level. So, going back to being the Brewers again, they're in first place in this division. Cardinals are close, and after that, everybody else pretty much double digits out. Trade deadline's coming up. They've already got Savalia from Tampa Bay. They got Keuchel for a dollar from Seattle as well. They have their issues in the bullpen. Colin Ray, one of those journeyman-type guys that they've kind of turned water into wine with the last couple of years, had a rough outing last night, but overall has been pretty good. And they've battled with injuries. When you're a team in this market, can you ever go all in? Can you ever push all chips in to try and make a run to kind of win a World Series like some of these bigger teams are more than willing to do because they know they can, you know, compensate later to replace whatever they lose?
All in really happens during the offseason, and then you win the offseason and don't win the World Series and you regret what you did the minute you did it. It's sort of like eating, you know, a gallon of ice cream when you're down. Or yep. You're trying to take care of a breakup. It feels good. Or McDonald's. It feels really good.
It's Wendy's going down. On this show. It's Wendy's on this show.
Wendy's.
So yeah, it's
Wendy's.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, Wendy's is actually different. That feels good all the way around.
There you go.
But there are certain things that are really good short term, really bad long term. And the concept of all in, I never really understood that because I tried it. And the reason it didn't work is that there's never a completed picture. When you say all in, to me, that means I'm going to win a World Series or I'm in a better position to win a World Series. When the fact is you got to get to October. Getting through October, it requires some luck. It requires some two out RBIs that you don't expect. It requires some bullpen arms to be really hot at that particular moment. And so you can have a trade deadline like Atlanta did a couple of years ago, where they bring in Rosario and Duvall and Soler, and, you know, it didn't seem all that impressive. And then guess what? They won the World Series, and those guys were super, super helpful. And I think that's how the Brewers have to be, and I think they're smart enough to be that way.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talk with David Sampson, former Florida Marlins president, here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fancy Sparky Fife with you. Okay, so you're the Brewers. Here you sit. Their rotation, like I said, probably needs another pitcher or maybe even two at this point. The bullpen has had some usage issues creeping up on them now, where you're starting to see some wear and tear on Payam, San Piguero starting to get beat up a little bit here as we get closer to the All-Star break. Which direction do you go? What kind of players are you looking at if you're the Brewers and Matt Arnold?
Matt Arnold is a fantastic GM. I've known him for many, many, many years, and you are in very capable hands there. And you can also see what the Brewers, I'll get to your question, but that you can lose your manager and still be okay.
And lose your GM, because Stearns left too. They lost both of them.
That's true, actually. But I viewed Matt. Matt had been there, and Matt had been so instrumental in what's going on with the Brewers, that the way he slipped into that role, he's just really good at it. So you should feel really good. What I think, and I've acquired both bats and arms at the deadline, and some of them have worked and some of them have not. And as I reflect and look back on the 18 years, I just did a segment on this on Nothing Personal, my show, and I'm trying to remember what day, maybe in the last week. I always would prefer arms, because you're talking about they're tired now. Just you wait until September.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk into that clubhouse, and you've got guys who are, it reminds me of the movie Major League, where, you know, you're using Vaseline, you're using rosin and sunscreen, you're taking Celebrex, I don't even know if that's, I don't think that's available anymore. You're doing anything you have to do because you're just tired. And in the postseason, that really comes into the equation, where there's blown saves and you're getting starters to be in your bullpen. So I think that Matt should go ahead and fortify the pitching staff. And even an acquisition that people didn't talk about last year, do you remember, we're live right now, and I'm having a moment. Michael Lorenzen.
Yeah.
The guy who threw the no-hitter. He then was traded at the deadline to Philly, maybe, and he helped Philly, but then wasn't even a factor in the postseason, but he helped them get to October. Even that kind of acquisition, and sort of under-the-radar, help-me-now kind of acquisition, those matter too.
So there's a clamoring from some Brewers fans, and I don't know how much of a clamoring there is in other baseball fan bases around the country. I can only speak for here, what I see on social media, of fans wanting them to give Trevor Bauer a shot and bring him in. And Pat Murphy the other day, after they got Aaron Savalia last week, was asked about getting Aaron Savalia. And he said, it doesn't really matter to me kind of who they bring in. I always just tell them they better fit in my clubhouse with what I have from a chemistry standpoint. That's all I care about. Other than that, I trust whoever they want to bring in, and we'll work with them and we'll figure it out. When he said that, I told Brewer fans, I'm like, you can forget Trevor Bauer now, because if he's saying that's his main thing, I don't see taking Trevor Bauer and putting him into a young clubhouse and thinking it's all going to work out. I said his name and you said nope. You say nope that quick. Is he done in Major League Baseball,
done,
regardless of what he does?
He will never, done. He will never pitch another inning in Major League Baseball. It's that simple.
Because
there is not one owner who will sign him. There's not one owner who thinks the juice is worth the squeeze for Trevor Bauer. He's done nothing to help himself, to say the least. He just is, he will never get another chance. So I don't think that your fan base ought to be even thinking that direction. And remember, getting 18 strikeouts in the California Penal League or the Mexican League, whatever league he's in, it's just not going to happen.
I got to tell you a little something. So we have Tim Dillard on, former Brewers pitcher, and he's the analyst for the Brewers, one of the pre- and post-game analysts on Bally Sports Wisconsin every Tuesday. And the sponsor for Tim Dillard is Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant, which is the actual sports bar with everything still hanging up that they used in the movie Major League, when everybody was in the bar pounding on the table with their bottles and that whole deal. That's actually the bar where it was filmed from the movie Major League.
So as you know, I'm from Milwaukee. I was born in Milwaukee, and I went to Madison undergrad, and I went to camp in Eagle River, Wisconsin. I love Milwaukee more than any place in the country, really. And I always knew Major League was filmed there. And what always bothered me about it is they kept the WTMJ sign
yes.
on the scoreboard.
Yes.
And that's Milwaukee's NBC.
Correct.
And how did they miss that?
That was
it's
a huge
incredible
mess.
To me. And the house where Corbin Burnson lived is on Lake Drive in Whitefish Bay, I believe. And so it was filmed all over Milwaukee. I just watched Major League again recently, and it ages perfectly.
It does. Yes. It's so good. It's such. Now, I don't know about all the rest of them, all the other Major League movies they did, but that first one is amazing. And then, of course, you have Euchre. And anytime you have Euchre in anything, it makes it all that much better, David.
Did you see the picture of Euchre and Paul Skeen?
Yeah. Todd Rosiak of the Journal Sentinel tweeted that out. Apparently, he asked to meet Euchre. And obviously, Rowdy Tellez was here and obviously knows Euchre and all that stuff. So they arranged that meeting. But that just tells you how big Euchre is around baseball. Even for younger players, they still all want to meet Euchre.
He is an institution, and he is a hero to so many because longevity helps, but Euchre was a hero when he was 60. And just the fact that players, it made me so happy because I think of all the young players I had over the years who never heard of some of the older players who were Hall of Famers. They just had never. Miguel Cabrera didn't know who Roger Clemens was.
What?
When he hit a home run off him in the World Series, for crying out loud.
Oh, my God.
And that's just sort of normal, and it made me feel so happy seeing Skeens and Euchre together.
So, I mean, being from Milwaukee, have you ever had a chance to work for the Brewers at any point or no?
No, I had not.
Never interviewed or anything?
My old father-in-law, who recently passed, was the doctor for the Brewers, Dr. Paul Jacobs.
No, and that's so your father-in-law?
I was married for a very long time, the mother of my children.
Talking with David Sampson, former Florida Marlins president, here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM, the Fancy Sparky Fife with you. Okay, so you're the Brewers. Here you sit. Their rotation, like I said, probably needs another pitcher or maybe even two at this point. The bullpen has had some usage issues creeping up on them now, where you're starting to see some wear and tear on Payam, San Piguero starting to get beat up a little bit here as we get closer to the All-Star break. Which direction do you go? What kind of players are you looking at if you're the Brewers and Matt Arnold?
Matt Arnold is a fantastic GM. I've known him for many, many, many years, and you are in very capable hands there. And you can also see what the Brewers, I'll get to your question, but that you can lose your manager and still be okay.
And lose your GM, because Stearns left too. They lost both of them.
That's true, actually. But I viewed Matt. Matt had been there, and Matt had been so instrumental in what's going on with the Brewers that the way he slipped into that role, he's just really good at it. So you should feel really good. What I think, and I've acquired both bats and arms at the deadline, and some of them have worked and some of them have not. And as I reflect and look back on the 18 years, I just did a segment on this on Nothing Personal, my show, and I'm trying to remember what day, maybe in the last week. I always would prefer arms because you're talking about they're tired now. Just you wait until September.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk into that clubhouse and you've got guys who are, it reminds me of the movie Major League where, you know, you're using Vaseline, you're using rosin
right.
and sunscreen, you're taking Celebrex, I don't even know if that's, I don't think that's available anymore. You're doing anything you have to do because you're just tired. And in the postseason, that really comes into the equation where there's blown saves and you're getting starters to be in your bullpen. So I think that Matt should go ahead and fortify the pitching staff. And even an acquisition that people didn't talk about last year, do you remember, we're live right now, and I'm having a moment. Michael Lorenzen.
Yeah.
The guy who threw the no-hitter. He then was traded at the deadline to Philly, maybe, and he helped Philly, but then wasn't even a factor in the postseason, but he helped them get to October. Even that kind of acquisition, and sort of under-the-radar, help-me-now kind of acquisition, those matter too.
So there's a clamoring from some Brewers fans, and I don't know how much of a clamoring there is in other baseball fan bases around the country. I can only speak for here what I see on social media of fans wanting them to give Trevor Bauer a shot and bring him in. And Pat Murphy the other day, after they got Aaron Savalia last week, was asked about getting Aaron Savalia. And he said, it doesn't really matter to me kind of who they bring in.
I always just tell them they better fit in my clubhouse with what I have from a chemistry standpoint. That's all I care about. Other than that, I trust whoever they want to bring in, and we'll work with them and we'll figure it out. When he said that, I told Brewer fans, I'm like, you can forget Trevor Bauer now, because if he's saying that's his main thing, I don't see taking Trevor Bauer and putting him into a young clubhouse and thinking it's all going to work out. I said his name and you said nope. You say nope
never
that quick.
Happen.
Is he done in Major League Baseball,
done.
Regardless of what he does?
He will never done. He will never pitch another inning in Major League Baseball. It's that simple.
Because
there is not one owner who will sign him. There's not one owner who thinks the juice is worth the squeeze for Trevor Bauer. He's done nothing to help himself, to say the least. He will never get another chance. So I don't think that your fan base ought to be even thinking that direction. And remember, getting 18 strikeouts in the California Penal League or the Mexican League, whatever league he's in, it's just not going to happen.
I got to tell you a little something. So we have Tim Dillard on, former Brewers pitcher, and he's the analyst for the Brewers, one of the pre- and post-game analysts on Bally Sports Wisconsin every Tuesday. And the sponsor for Tim Dillard is Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant, which is the actual sports bar with everything still hanging up that they used in the movie Major League when everybody was in the bar pounding on the table with their bottles and that whole deal. That's actually the bar where it was filmed from the movie Major League.
So as you know, I'm from Milwaukee. I was born in Milwaukee, and I went to Madison undergrad, and I went to camp in Eagle River, Wisconsin. I love Milwaukee more than any place in the country, really. And I always knew Major League was filmed there. And what always bothered me about it is they kept the WTMJ sign on the scoreboard.
Yes.
And that's Milwaukee's NBC.
Correct.
And how did they miss that?
That was
it's
a huge
incredible
mess.
To me. And the house where Corbin Burnson lived is on Lake Drive in Whitefish Bay, I believe. And so it was filmed all over Milwaukee. I just watched Major League again recently, and it ages perfectly.
It does. Yes, it's so good. It's such. Now I don't know about all the rest of them, all the other Major League movies they did, but that first one is amazing. And then of course you have Euchre, and anytime you have Euchre in anything, it makes it all that much better, David.
Did you see the picture of Euchre and Paul Skeen?
Yeah, Todd Rosiak of the Journal Sentinel tweeted that out. Apparently, he asked to meet Euchre, and obviously Rowdy Tellez was here and obviously knows Euchre and all that stuff. So they arranged that meeting. But that just tells you how big Euchre is around baseball. Even for younger players, they still all want to meet Euchre.
He is an institution, and he is a hero to so many because longevity helps, but Euchre was a hero when he was 60. And just the fact that players, it made me so happy because I think of all the young players I had over the years who never heard of some of the older players who were Hall of Famers. They just had never. Miguel Cabrera didn't know who Roger Clemens was.
What?
When he hit a home run off him in the World Series, for crying out loud.
Oh, my God.
And that's just sort of normal. And it made me feel so happy seeing Skeens and Euchre together.
So, I mean, being from Milwaukee, have you ever had a chance to work for the Brewers at any point or no?
No, I had not.
Never interviewed or anything?
My old father-in-law, who recently passed, was the doctor for the Brewers, Dr. Paul Jacobs.
No, and that's your father-in-law?
I was married for a very long time. The mother of my children, divorced now, but Cindy Jacobs.
Wow.
Is my ex-wife, who obviously the mother of my children is fantastic. Not the fact that we're divorced, just the fact
yes,
that,
I understand.
You know, whatever.
Yes.
That was weird. But yes, so Dr. Paul Jacobs would bring me to games. I met Bud Selig when I was 18 years old. And before I got into baseball, I got into baseball in my 30s, but I knew Bud Selig, and I would go to the games, and I've just loved the Brewers and been around them. But you've got a great president there, Rick Schlesinger, and he was there the whole time I was president of the Marlins. So, no, it never occurred to me to try to poach Milwaukee.
Yeah, I love Rick Schlesinger. David Sampson, follow him on Twitter at David P. Sampson. Go ahead, plug away all the different stuff you do. You've got like three or four things you're constantly doing all over the place. So go ahead and plug away so people can check you out.
Just please go to davidsampsonpodcast.com and you can check out Nothing Personal, which I do every day live at 8 a.m. It's a show, sports, business, and culture, entertainment. I review movies. I'm co-hosting the Levitard show this week.
We're nice.
Here every week, no matter what. And I do a show called The Sporting Class with John Skipper, the former president of ESPN.
Really smart guy.
And also an analyst at CBS Sports for Major League Baseball on CBS Sports HQ. So I love this new chapter in my career. Being in sports media, being on your side of the table is something that I'm lucky enough to do and proud to do every day.
I can only imagine the stories from John Skipper. That has got to be amazing. David, thanks so much for coming on, man. Hopefully we can get you on again between now and the end of the season.
I look forward to it. Say hi to Yelly. Have a great day.
Will do. Take care. There he is, David P. Samson, joining us on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, of course, former Florida Marlins president.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.